NIU officials were dealing with a great deal of uncertainty last summer. Then NIU President Doug Baker made this announcement at the start of a summer Board of Trustees meeting.
After discussions between myself and Chair Butler, we concurred that it is best to move forward with a presidential transition agreement, under which I intend to leave the university on June 30th, 2017.
It came after a state audit found Baker attempted to circumvent hiring procedures. NIU trustees quickly named Executive Vice President and Provost Lisa Freeman to serve as acting president. This is what Lisa Freeman said last August when asked how she intended to help NIU identify the school's next president.
I have the faith of the Board of Trustees and the faith of the university community to keep us moving forward on important initiatives. That's what I intend to do, and that will actually make the university and the presidency as attractive as possible for a national search.
But it appears there will not be a national search after all. This month, members of the Board of Trustees spoke highly of Freeman's time as acting president and threw support behind her to drop the acting from her title. Here's Board Chairman Wheeler Coleman.
We're convinced that Dr. Freeman can help move the university forward, and the energy and effort that it would take to do a national search will only delay our efforts to move the university forward by a couple of years.
Professor Virginia Naples thinks the university should consider all of its options.
If you have the opportunity to hear the visions of several different people, you have a chance to do a better job of evaluating, is this individual or this other individual more aligning their ideas with what we need to have to go forward?
Dr. Freeman says trustees approached her to consider the presidential post.
I have always loved NIU since the day that I set foot on campus for my first interview in 2009. Over the course of the last year as acting president, I've had an amazing opportunity to see the university in a much different way through the lens of more students and more alumni. And my love for this university has deepened. I've really enjoyed the opportunity to continue to move the university forward, working with a super leadership team of our deans and our other leaders. And when Chair Coleman came and said, would you reconsider being our permanent president, I was ready to say I would be honored.
For an institution of this size, would it benefit the university to do a national search and not look in-house?
I think there are benefits to having somebody who knows the institution take the helm. I have had the opportunity through three different leadership positions on this campus to become very familiar with the excellence of our faculty and staff, the aspirations and the amazing stories of our students. I've lived in the DeKalb community for 8 years. And this familiarity makes me able to articulate the value proposition in a way that someone coming in from outside wouldn't be able to. And the familiarity with our strengths and our aspirations, that gives me a foundation to articulate a shared vision and to lead others who know me to follow the pursuit of that vision.
It's a hot seat. There's a lot of scrutiny in a presidential role. Southern Illinois University is now going through a presidential transition after an abrupt departure. What advice would you have for that school's next leader that you learned when you took this job?
Well, what I can tell you is that since I've taken this job, I've tried to increase the transparency of the president's office and of all of our processes. I post my travel and hospitality expenses on the web so that people can see how the president is using public funds for travel and hospitality. I've established an office of ethics and compliance and a policy librarian, so the way that we do business and the way we should do business is more obvious to everyone who works on campus. And I've worked hard to make our budget development process more transparent and more collaborative, so the campus feels that they understand how we're using our resources to advance NIU.
Let's follow up on the budget. There was not a state budget for the past couple of years. Now that there is a state budget, that maybe has removed one of the biggest challenges facing NIU. What would you say is the biggest challenge for NIU in the coming year?
So having a state budget has certainly helped. It's always best when you know what funding you're going to get and you can rely on it showing up. And that has not always been the case in Illinois. But after 700 days without a state appropriation, we still have remaining economic challenges. We need to develop funds to make sure that we can reinforce and strengthen the areas that were hurt. For example, I'm very pleased that last year we were able to give our employees a well-deserved and long-delayed raise. We still need to continue to invest in our people, our programs, and our buildings, and that will require us to develop new revenue streams, to increase philanthropy. So there certainly are still economic challenges. Enrollment is another challenge. When you look at the demographics of the Midwest and of the state of Illinois, we're experiencing challenges that are shared by many other public universities. It can be discouraging annually to look at decreasing headcounts as we graduate the larger classes of years gone by and accept a smaller class. But meeting the enrollment challenge is a long game. It requires us to adopt new strategies to be able to tell our story more effectively to students and parents and guidance counselors. And the good thing is we have a great story to tell.